Ryan Fitzpatrick for NFL MVP. Ryan Fitzpatrick for NFL MVP.
Why not?
I mean,
hey, Cam.
Attitude Broadcasting.
I would
presents
think more Chris Ivory will
next. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Carolina. With your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dumb giant.
Giant dummy.
You were the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford.
Michigan.
Release.
Oh my God. I'm sitting watching the game. I'm thinking Michigan.
It's recording?
Easy.
Oh my God.
And,
it's
just
not like fall on it.
Just kick it out of bounds. Something.
Don't even kick it. Just fall on it. Don't throw it to Michigan. Oh, baby.
I couldn't believe
Michigan
that.
Michigan fans were like, mouse on the floor, like, what?
The one happened? The one pitcher.
Lynn.
Sanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy never punted.
Ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the seven rings, not his fault with Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a job.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio.
All right, welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm the one and the only Rocky. Joining me today is Easy.
What's going on?
And Big Shot Bob.
What's pimpin', playboy?
Not much. How y'all doing?
A lot better than Michigan fans are doing this week.
A lot better than that punter is doing for the rest of his life.
He probably couldn't go back to his dorm room.
Hey, I know y'all got some dummies tomorrow. Y'all know somebody's going to be on there from Michigan, right?
All right. He's on there for the rest of the year.
He's a month.
Forever.
So, yeah, today is Wednesday, and we are live on Spreaker today. We'll try out a little bit something different. A 45-minute show today. We'll highlight some stuff from the weekend in sports, NFL, college, NBA starting up Tuesday next week. We're going to preview the NBA tomorrow. And we'll be on Periscope tomorrow, so we'll have our regular show tomorrow, 2-hour show. But today is going to be like a 45-minute show.
Just giving a little something to those, you know,
yeah,
faithful, loyal listeners.
Just give you a little taste. Put the tip on your tongue.
That's right. We'll give you the sizzle. The steak will be tomorrow. All right, side piece.
Not even going
to
say
yeah,
that.
I don't know what to go. I mean, I feel like I just played a Blue Jays Warriors game.
Well, the first time we went live, we're going to get an email. Nope, y'all can't do that no more.
Y'all done.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Give you the pink slip.
What is going on, man?
This is a very sensitive America.
Yeah, you can't say Louisville Cardinal.
Slow down.
I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Okay. Is it too soon?
Y'all want to act like Spike Lee didn't tell y'all this in the 80s or 90s, whatever it was.
He got game. We got game.
Everybody's
got game.
Everybody's got game, man. But we'll talk about some. We're going to talk about it now. Five former basketball players and recruits confirm that Louisville escort Katina Powell. They confirm her allegations. Former escort says former graduate assistant paid for dancers and escorts to recruit players.
I mean, come on. Are we surprised? They are a huge Division I basketball team and school. I guarantee you, I will put money on it that other schools have done this, probably won't be doing it anymore, but have done this. Like, come on. Let's not act naive. All right.
And let's not act like Rick Pitino didn't know anything. You are the head coach. You didn't know your graduate assistant was going out and hiring prostitutes for recruits players?
What's bad about this is he went out and hired McGee to come in to be a graduate assistant. And, you know, this was this boy that came back from overseas and said, hey, I need you to – and he was director of basketball operations for the team. So,
listen.
How do you not know? Money from somewhere. Who else are you going to get it from?
A booster.
Rick Pitino.
No. Hold on a second. Let me go back and say this. What's the number one corrupt athletic association in the world?
FIFA.
Thank you. What's number two?
NCAA.
NCAA. What's number three?
NFL.
Wrong. AAU.
Okay.
AAU basketball. Okay. Yeah. Tell me AAU basketball is not corrupt.
I mean, it's
Please. Amateur
athletics.
It's got to be corrupt. They're amateurs.
Right. I know. But what I'm saying, though, is if you watch some of the – I know some, but most of them are very corrupt because they go out and get these kids at age 13, you know, and they get them ready for the NBA at 13.
I'm just saying, dude. I don't want to completely commit to Patino knowing.
I don't want to completely commit to that,
but I do agree with what a lot of experts and a lot of people from other, you know, outlets are saying is you are the head coach. You need to know what's going on at all times.
Right, you're the CEO of the company.
You have to know. And if you don't know, then there was a breakdown somewhere.
Wasn't Patino caught with one of these prostitutes?
No.
That was a whole different situation.
Okay.
He may be connected.
He had an affair many years ago. He did. And he publicly admitted that. He came out with everything. Have y'all ever saw the movie The Game Plan? The one with the college athletes?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. Or Blue Chips. You don't tell me. And I don't know for sure, but come on, this kind of stuff goes on
everywhere. Rick Pitino knew.
To a point.
I'm not letting him off the hook. Not he knew. I don't care.
How does he not know?
Exactly.
Here's my question. Is what the hell's wrong with this?
What is wrong with this?
Really?
Prostitution is illegal. Yeah.
Now, wait, hold on.
Except for in Las Vegas. Okay.
I understand. Okay. Prostitution is illegal.
Finish what your sentence is, because I got to hear this.
I understand prostitution is illegal.
This might go with a Michigan comment.
All of the kids were of legal age of consent. Okay? They were of legal age of consent, other than the underage drinking.
Okay.
What was actually wrong here?
Okay, well, thank you.
And they won a national title, so obviously it works.
Here's what's wrong with this whole situation, okay? First of all, it's prostitution.
It is.
Okay, that's the first problem. Second of all, when you have recruits coming in for a visit, you're throwing a party and saying, hey, you want one of these girls? Go ahead. I got you. Pick who you want. No, you're a grown man. I'm a grown man. We're all grown men here.
I'm going to that school.
That is, but you can't lure an 18 year old kid with, you know what I'm saying. You can't lure him with some, you know.
I know if I'm one of the recruits, I'm like Jim Kelly and Enter the Dragon. I want this one.
Yeah, this one.
This Chris Tucker you taking me, Nick.
Yeah, you don't ever stand in front of a black man in front of a buffet line. Hey, look, that's all I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying, but you don't in society. You can't recruit. You shouldn't recruit that way.
And see, this is
you
why
you should not recruit that way.
Just so y'all know, this is why the Breakdown Sports Show is so different, because I'm gonna sit here and say there ain't nothing wrong with what they was doing.
I think
it's wrong that the recruits actually came out and snitched on
that,
the program.
That's kind of bad. And you know what's even torn? The one kid, because if
they,
you notice,
they have fun.
You had all that fun, and now you can be like, oh yeah.
Well, first of all, hold on a second. You got to understand, these kids are at another school, most of them.
Snitching.
Maybe. No, but listen. No, hold on a second, though. You have to, dude, you tell them not to tell the truth?
I'm not saying don't tell the truth.
If an NCAA investigator comes and, which they have already investigated this.
Okay.
Supposedly, all these people that, and there's proof that they were a part of it. Go ahead and tell the truth.
I plead the fifth. I don't have to say anything.
If an NCAA investigator comes around, absolutely. But I am telling you this under how do you say the word? You don't want people to know who you are. I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Something like that.
See, none of us can say
amnesty.
Whatever it is. But you can do that. But the five players were, it was like I was at a strip club. It was like it was like that.
I was at the brothel that Lamar Odom was at.
Like, how are you going to
say? Hold on a second.
They show you a good time, then you decide to go to a different school, and you're like, oh, yeah, they had some escorts, and I ain't had to pay for that.
Dude, you got to tell the truth.
You like four
I'm going to make this public service announcement real fast. We don't condone lying to people on this show.
And we don't condone prostitution.
All right,
we don't.
We don't get Tony. All I'm saying is...
if you took part, man, keep your mouth shut.
Exactly. Wait,
are you serious? Come on.
Not just that.
I ain't saying snitch, but you still got to tell the truth.
Again.
No, if you're telling the truth. Now, these five players are undisclosed. We don't know who these five players
are. Yes, we do.
No, they haven't.
Yes, we do. One of them's the point guard at Ohio State. Yes, we do.
That's the only one we know for sure.
No.
And you know what? Hold on a second. You want to point them out. Let me tell you why you know about them. Is because him and the girl he was with, the one that was her daughter, actually found him on Facebook and said, "Hey, you remember who I am?" So they got the messages back and forth from who he was.
But they
haven't said who the other people are.
They have pictures.
They said Russ Smith and Harrell, but I'm talking about there's other recruits that didn't go to Louisville that has said something.
I guess in all reality, my biggest issue with all of this is we're acting like Louisville is the only school that's done it.
That we know of. I'm just saying, dude.
Let's not be
we
naive.
Don't know that. You think Duke does it?
Hell yeah.
Come on, dude.
I can promise you they do it at Chapel Hill.
It's hard to believe. No, because here's one. Here's the reason you don't need to do it, UNC and Duke. Okay? All they got to do is walk on the floor. And there's girls saying, "Hey, you know what? They don't need to throw prostitutes in this
school." And plus, when Coach K or Coach Roy Williams walks into your house, it should have the same effect that when Rick Pitino walks into your house. Either you're going to go there or you're not.
Yeah, but see, there's a difference between the coach walking into your house and then you going on campus for the visit. There's a big difference because the coach walks into your house to get you to want to go.
That's when the
visit.
Coach should have his arms wrapped around you the visit the weekend. Don't leave your graduate assistant with these guys.
So you,
promise you right now, Coach K ain't walking around campus with these dudes all weekend.
But hold on a second. You can't say you honestly believe that this happens at Duke and UNC. There's no way this happens at them two
and
universities.
Then at Duke,
before the story, we said there's no way this happens anyway.
I didn't say that. I know that there's some schools that run the numbers.
I mean, we know athletes get the cream of the crop most of the time with the groupies, with the jump ones. Exactly. That happens. But for this prostitution ring to come out, the girl said, "Look, I'm taking notes because I'm going to put y'all on blast one day."
Would she know?
And that's basically what she said.
Let me give her credit, okay? She wrote journals of the stuff that happened.
Hey.
She kept account of what happened because she knew one day it was coming out.
None of us are knocking her hustle. None of us are saying
At least she's honest. At least she is honest and saying, "Hey, am I doing this for money?"
Absolutely.
Some of it, absolutely. I'm doing some money.
You know, why did you keep notes? Oh, because I knew somebody was going to call me a liar one day. Oh, so this was a plan from the jump off. Like, you knew what you was doing. I'm just, and my other problem with this is it happened from, 2010 to last year, to 2014. It was the 4 years that they said this was going on.
Yep, Russ Smith.
Okay.
And Harrell.
They won a national title, okay?
Yep.
Obviously, prostitutes and escorts work. They get good players to come to your school. Again, I know it's wrong, or morally wrong. I got it, but it works. They're in the tournament every year.
Now my question is,
that shouldn't be the reason they go. That's not the reason they should go to Louisville to play basketball.
Now the question is,
give me that.
Did Rick Pitino do this while he was at Kentucky?
Well, did he do this at Boston?
He didn't have to do it at Celtics. They were getting paid millions of dollars to go play.
They
could go pay for their own jump off.
Hey.
But did he do this in the 90s when Kentucky was on that roll? When they won 3 national championships in 4 years?
Maybe.
Ask Tubby Smith.
They just made all the escorts disappear.
I don't know because after Rick Pitino left, Kentucky fell off.
Wait a minute. And now you got
Calipari, which he has a track record.
Look, hey, I want y'all to know, too, I don't condone prostitution or anything. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here.
Though, I mean, come on.
If they were in the state of Nevada, at the brothel.
Can't do nothing.
This would be no problem.
Can't do nothing.
This would be a problem.
This is Louisville, Kentucky.
Why would it be a problem?
And you know, I'm not going to talk about morals and everything else, but this is not correct. Come on, man. Y'all don't need no. You don't need to have prostitutes recruit players to Louisville Cardinal basketball.
Clearly, it doesn't hurt.
Now, I can understand if you're NC State or, you know, no,
NC State has a reputable school. Jimmy Valvano.
Wait a minute. We did get in trouble for recruiting, but that was a different story. We stole things.
Maybe back then. Maybe if you're Wyoming, maybe.
Larry Nance is in.
That's what happened for Larry Nance.
But no, dude, it's sad. It's sad because now, last year, we had Jim Behan. Now, this year, we got Larry Brown and
Patino.
Next year, it'll be Calipari.
One question real fast. One question real fast. Does he last the year?
No.
I think he steps out.
Wait, the calendar year?
Does he make it through the season?
I think he steps down before the season starts.
You think he steps out before?
I don't think
You think he steps out before?
I don't think he steps down. I think he gets fired.
They're going to fire him.
They're going to come to a consensual agreement that he'll resign.
He's getting fired. That's what fired. Your employer is saying, hey, brother, you got to go. We're going to make it look good in the public side, but you got to go. Okay, so he's going to get fired, and it's not because he can't coach. It's because in order to recruit, you have to have the trust. And now that parents know that this has happened, Patino will not be able to walk into a recruit's house and have a parent look them in the eye and know what's going on. Although apparently some of the accusations is that the parents and the people in charge of the kids was getting it on too.
Yeah.
So
the
Patino
the friend they were bringing.
Patino will be recruiting a lot of single father kids.
Are you saying that he ain't getting no recruits because of what went on? Are you kidding me? He's Rick Pitino. It don't matter. They will still go to play basketball for him. Especially now that they found out for 4 years in a row there was prostitutes at this thing.
But you don't realize how influential parents can be in deciding what college you go to.
No, I can.
And guess what? You have to get permission from the parents to go visit a kid. The kid can't consent to that on his own. So if the parent was like, oh, hell no, I'm not letting this prostitute pay in person in my house, guess who ain't going to play a Louisville?
When I went on recruiting for football, I had to take my parents with me.
Exactly.
I didn't want to, but I did.
Now, if he stays,
at Gardner Webb University, they didn't really have.
Now, if he stays, the first question is, do you have a single dad? Yes? Okay, come on. Like, let's go. We can do this.
Single or married.
Or married, yeah, clearly.
We're going to get you some.
Just leave mom at the house. Like,
how many you need?
I don't think he survives. I don't know if he makes it through the season.
I don't think he makes it to the because start of the season.
It's going to be sad.
He just needs to go away and go lay low for a little bit.
Well, because this is not winning positive. There's no way this is winning positive.
After every game, this is all he's going to hear in the press.
Did you see the note she had?
The journal is ridiculous.
It's like 300 pages, I think. Yeah. You know, She ain't making this up.
She wrote a book.
She is. And she's made money off of it. Hey, whatever. But anyway, we'll talk about that maybe a little bit more tomorrow.
We got Scott with us tomorrow too, right?
Oh, yeah. Scotty will be here. Scott's got some hockey news we'll talk about tomorrow.
We got to get his view on this too.
And that's what I said we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I was just saying, you know, don't yell at me. Y'all hear the abuse I deal with here?
You started, man.
I do.
Playing devil's advocate for some brothels.
If it works
for Lamar, it works for you.
Hey, if it works for Lamar, it
works for me. You know the room that Lamar Odom was in, they found him in, is booked out for a month. There's a month-long waiting list to get this room now. And their business has went up like double.
So anybody say a conspiracy theory? They drug Lamar Odom to help business? Anybody?
That herbal Viagra reload. Man, watch out. It's going to reload something.
And he got jacked when he was unconscious.
Right. You know they ran his pockets.
Chloe over here. I'm going to be by his side. I'm going to put my relationship with Harden on hold. Man, shut your ass up.
Well, the NBA season's getting ready to start.
Well, exactly.
So,
and she can get a G5 anytime she needs to fly down to Houston.
Yeah. He's got enough money from that Adidas.
Adidas probably gives him a plane.
I was going to say, he probably got an Adidas plane.
Some other news we'll talk about because we're moving on from Lamar. Because Chloe did. Week 6 in the NFL is in the books. The Panthers beat the Seattle Seahawks 27-23 as Cam throws a late touchdown to Olsen to win the game. I give him credit.
Great drive.
It was a great drive.
It was a blown coverage.
It was four.
Let's call it what it is. It was a blown
coverage. Well, let's give them credit, though.
They had to get in that position.
But here's one thing I want to give them credit on, okay? For the first time in 15 years in Seattle, there was four drives of 80-plus yards in one game.
And that's something to talk about.
That's impressive to me. So I got to give Cam credit. He had one touchdown, two picks. But he won the game. That's
overcame the early two early turnovers. Overcame getting sacked with like a minute left with no timeouts. Had to burn their last timeout. It was a great win, man. It was a great win for the Carolina.
I have to give them credit, but I'm going to say, what is up with Seattle, dude? Because they are getting smacked. And that's the thing I told you last week with the Panthers. If you're going to Seattle, you got to smack them back. And they did that. They did that, and I'm glad they did that.
And I told Mike you they were susceptible gets to a good tight end.
No, we all knew that.
They got lit up.
Again, I don't want to take anything away from Seattle or from Carolina.
I don't want to take anything from Carolina.
Okay, but you won on a blown coverage. That is facts. Okay? Without that blown coverage, you lose that game. Okay?
I mean,
hey, it's part of the game.
Is it on us?
No, hold on a second.
We're giving you credit.
I'm not taking anything away. But you did not go into Seattle and blow them out by 14 points like you should have. You did
should
not
have gone into Seattle and blow them out by 14? They've only allowed 5 points at home. When the two games there before Carolina.
Maybe it's
up.
Because we're in Carolina and I have to constantly hear Panther fans say, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl is why I'm so frustrated with this. But you want to say, oh, we're undefeated. You have not beat one team with a winning record.
Now, hold on.
It's our fault.
Hold on.
We're not blaming
can,
y'all.
Can we stop?
When Cincinnati came back on Seattle, it's, oh, Cincinnati was the greatest thing since last year.
Hold on a second. We have all – Cincinnati has – Carolina has not played like Cincinnati. Carolina made a great drive to win that game against Seattle. They won the game. I'm giving them credit.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to agree with him on one thing. After 6 weeks of the NFL season, you don't say, we're going to the Super Bowl. You don't, because there's still how many more games left? I think a half a season left. Let's worry about next week. And that's the problem with NFL fans, not just Carolina Panthers,
NFL
but a lot of fans – think, okay, we're 6-0, we're going to the Super Bowl. No, you don't know that.
The same thing they ask media people at the beginning of the season, who's going to the Super Bowl?
No, it's not. Everybody's not media people. Everybody thinks they are.
There's a difference between, like, for instance, y'all know me. I'm a diehard Titans fan. Sit Mariota the rest of the season, take your one win, and carry the hell on.
Now, and you know I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. Last year, okay? And yes, before the season, I said we were going to the Super Bowl. Am I still saying that? Yes, I am. Because right now, I'm not bragging every week when we win. Hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. I want to find out how we play in the playoffs. I ain't worried about how we do in the regular season. And that's the problem with a lot of Panthers fans / NFL fans. Oh, you can go 12-4 all you want, but you don't lose first round of the playoffs. It doesn't matter.
Look at Cincinnati.
It doesn't matter. You need to have the best record you can during the regular season and then get your home field advantage and then run the table. And they have a great shot doing that. But stop talking about Super Bowl
Week 6.
I haven't
said Super Bowl.
It's not you. Not because you're one of the Panther fans. You're one of the Panther fans that are realistic. You know you haven't played Atlanta. You know you haven't played New Orleans in the Dome.
I'm confident about playing Atlanta right now.
And you should be.
And you should be. But you also know, okay, right now, if y'all were to play Green Bay next week, could you beat them? In all honesty, could you beat Green Bay the way you're playing in Lambeau?
After Phillip Rivers put up 500 yards against them with lackluster wide receivers, I'm feeling pretty
So you're going to say Cam Newton is the same passer that Phillip Rivers is? Because if you're going to say that, I'm going to start to question you a little bit.
Now,
I'm not saying passer. I'm saying look what he's doing with less talent. Now, we don't have A.J. Green, Marvin Jones. We don't have Jeremy Hill, Gianni Bernard back here in the backfield.
You just said Phillip Rivers. You didn't say Andy Dalton.
Okay. Phillip Rivers has about the same quality talent right now that Cam Newton has, and he threw for 500 yards against Green Bay. I'm feeling pretty good about Cam Newton.
But it's two totally different systems. First of all, Phillip Rivers doesn't have the defense that Cam Newton's got. So if you want to defend Phillip Rivers, how great he is, look at the defense if he had in San Diego that Cam's got.
San Diego might be undefeated.
They might be undefeated. We don't know that. All I'm saying is the Panthers are 6-0 like they should be because we said before the season, if they can win the first 5-6 games.
Maybe 5-0.
5-0, excuse me. If they start 5-0, 4-1,
it'll be 6-0 before Smack Philly.
Well, we don't know that because we don't know what Philly teams
Philly's coming off of the win against New York.
And they looked awful.
They did. Let me say this real fast.
While we're talking about Philly, they beat New York 27-7. They looked awful.
That was the worst Monday night game.
That was the one. I mean, every time the Giants would get a turnover, they would turn it back over. Philly would get a turnover. It was horrible. Sam Bradford is garbage. Okay? I'm just saying. And y'all said that Giants defense is horrible.
It looked bad.
I'm sorry. That defense is horrible.
It looked bad.
So we'll find out this Sunday how the NFC East is garbage.
It's bad.
Okay?
It's bad.
That's my team plays in that division. I'm calling it horrible.
I want to say, I think Carolina's first true test, I believe, is the second against Indianapolis.
Why? You see, you laughing.
Did you see that fake punt that they ran the punter in the
that was a bad decision on the coach.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about a Colts team that almost beat the undefeated Patriots.
And hold on a second. That is what kills me with Panthers fans is your reaction. Hold on a second. The reaction you just had is what I'm talking about. The Colts, seriously? We know, just like go ahead and overlook the Eagles. Please overlook the Eagles.
They will beat you.
DeMarco Murray will run right over you. I hope he does.
You were just talking about DeMarco Murray.
Of course he was.
Of course I was. But no, I'm just saying.
You're going to run over one of the best defenses in the league.
No, I'm just saying. Don't overlook people. And people in Carolina are overlooking the next week. Don't overlook Philadelphia. Don't overlook Indy.
You better not
overlook Green Bay because they're going to smack you.
And you know who you better.
We are a great team. We don't have tremendous offensive weapons.
Better.
We have to play a certain way and have some things.
Better not overlook Tennessee neither. Better not overlook the Titans.
I mean, it's the NFL.
You can
lose any Sunday.
You can lose any point.
Arizona went to Pittsburgh and got smacked by Landry Jones.
But it does not matter. If you don't play well going into the playoffs, you're gonna get beat, and that's what they're 6-0. They need to keep this 5-0. Thank you. I won't give them a win.
Bye week.
Or they're playing Philly. Okay, I don't.
Damn.
I can't stand Philly.
We all go pick Carolina. Philly go fuck up and win.
The problem with Carolina is when they play on prime time against other teams, usually they don't show up the way they should. So we'll find out this time.
I give them credit. They're 5-0.
I give them credit.
They've won the games that they should have. But, and again, it's not
you. They are where they should be.
It's not you as a Panthers fan. It's Panther Nation in a whole of, we're better. You know, we're better than this team. We're better than that team. We can beat this team. No, you can't. We don't know that. But you haven't won a single game of a team over 500.
Now, I will tell you. I put them in my top three this week when we do our top three. But I'm putting them in my top three.
I'm not going to do it just to irritate Panther fans.
I'm not putting them above Cincinnati. I'm not putting them above Green Bay. I'll put them above Green Bay.
Is when I look at the last five, I think it's five undefeated teams, okay? Because you got Denver, New England, Cincinnati, Carolina, and
Packers.
Green Bay. They're the worst of the five undefeated teams left. And that is just fact. They are the worst of the five undefeated teams.
You see, I have to put them above Denver right now, the way Denver's playing offensively. Denver's horrible on offense right now.
I put the problems to Denver on offense, to Kubiak, because Kubiak's system does not fit Peyton Manning.
But Cam is playing an MVP caliber
He's
ball.
He's playing
right
much
now.
Better than anybody expected him to.
Cam is playing MVP caliber ball after playing knocker ball in the offseason.
I have my same concerns with Cam as I always do. He doesn't know how to do the combination of running and passing. He's going to get hurt if he doesn't learn to get down.
Slide.
He's been sliding a little bit this
That's
year.
That's true.
He has been sliding.
Well, good.
But
I told you at the beginning of the season, I felt like he was going to have an MVP quality season. Got that paycheck, and he's focused. He wants to win more than anything.
It's nice to see that, too. Somebody get paid and actually play well after they get
paid. I will tell you, love seeing Cam smile after the game. I absolutely love Richard Sherman
Kool-Aid
and
smile.
Errol Thomas looking at each other like,
where were you at?
Where are you at? Where did you go? Where did you go, George?
Richard Sherman, I was just going to my little quadrant that I guard over here. I don't play anybody one-on-one.
And first of all, how do you not get in right coverage? Because first of all, they have one receiver you got to worry about.
How do you?
You got Greg Olsen. That's it.
Blow coverage on.
You don't have to worry about nobody else.
But how do you blow a coverage on Greg Olsen?
Like, I'm double teaming him.
I'm putting eight on him, not eight in the box. I'm putting eight on him.
It was just like doo 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 doo.
Yeah, that's what it was too. He could have walked. He could have been like,
and,
hey, bro.
And now we gave credit to Carolina. Let's give some disrespect to Seattle.
What the hell are they
because,
doing?
Because hold on a second, they're 2-4, and this is the second time this year. No, third time they've had a team drive down the field and score on them like nothing. Green Bay did it. Cincinnati did it the week before, and then Carolina did it this week.
It's just like that wreck between Marshawn Lynch and Fred Jackson. They come out the gates fast, flying, and then here comes that pole they're going to come smack into.
They haven't been going fast, though, because Jimmy Graham finally got the ball last week.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I know you like
that. I still lost.
And then Marshawn Lynch, hey, where you at? I mean, because he ain't been around this season.
I think they don't give him the ball. Season.
But yeah,
at least in Seattle, I think this is.
Well, they're not running the ball anymore. They're just not running.
They've lost themselves, man.
That offensive line is garbage, dude.
And their defense doesn't get any pass rush.
No,
they missed Michael Wagner too.
How do you not get a pass rush against Carolina Panthers?
This is bad because I can't remember. They didn't re-sign Bruce Irving, did they?
No,
Irving's out there.
Oh,
Irving's
did they? Okay.
Irving's out there.
I knew they had like.
But they've lost so much across their front defensive line. They lost.
They lost Red Bryant last year. Chris Clemens. They lost Clemens and Bryant last year.
And then Bobby Wagner.
Wagner was out.
Their leader.
That was their
guy. KJ Wright is a hell of a linebacker, but he's not Bobby Wagner.
But if you look at it, Wagner was there the week before against Cincinnati. Oh yeah, by the way, the Detroit Lions drove down the field too. If it wasn't a bad play call or a bad thing by the lineman. Then they would have lost that game. But my point is, okay, there's teams driving the field on them to win the games now.
Let's
go back to the Super Bowl. There was a Super Bowl play also. Okay. So even since last season,
they're not.
The defense isn't the same.
They're not
especially
the
in the fourth quarter.
They're not the Legion of Boom anymore. They're the Legion of Gloom, man.
But what I'm saying, though, dude, that is what I've been screaming at. After a while, that Pete Carroll magic, that rah-rah college stuff does not work in the NFL.
Do you think it's a Russell Wilson jinx? Remember after the Green Bay game, he was like, God wanted me to go through all these trials and tribulations so I could come out better and pull off this comeback victory? How many games have they lost since then?
I think it's a Pete Carroll thing, okay, because you're trying to switch systems. What worked for you running the ball and defense, you're trying to get away from. You're trying to make it offense passing. You're not a passing team.
And they're getting Russell Wilson killed, man.
Yep.
And I don't know how much longer he can go taking shots like he's taking.
No, and the defenses are finally making him go inside and try to run, and they're containing him.
Because he's small and it's hard for him to throw over the line.
Right.
The line.
And, the defense have to – but you can't change – what works. When you change what works, it gets you in trouble. Look at what Carolina did when they stopped running that read option plays. Now they're back at the read option.
2-5, 2-6.
Now look at the read option plays. 9 games in a row, they won. So, you got to stick with what works. And Cam's being Cam. Finally. But Seattle's in trouble.
Good win. They got to show up against Philadelphia Sunday night.
You know what cures everything? Winning. And guess who Seattle plays this week? San Francisco.
San Francisco got a big win against Baltimore.
I'm damn near tempted to pick San Francisco the way Seattle's playing.
Colin Kaepernick just cannot.
I can't. No,
they're playing in San Francisco.
Are they playing?
But if you remember the last time they played in San Francisco, they scored 3 points. I'm just saying, the last time he played Seattle, he got his butt kicked.
Levi Field has not been kind to San Francisco.
They got 25 on Sunday at San Francisco.
It was Baltimore. Did you see the coverage? I think I covered better than that guy in the secondary.
Oh my goodness, Baltimore. This is what happened to Baltimore last year. They just can't. They don't have enough deodorant to cover all their mistakes this year, man. Their stench is coming from them.
Some other games where Saints give the Falcons their first loss. Man, you talk about a surprise. I didn't see the Saints winning that game at all.
Benjamin Watson continuously running wide open?
He had 10 catches, 127 yards, and a touchdown.
I don't know if I'm actually surprised because New Orleans, even when they were the Aints, always played Atlanta tough in the dome.
It's a divisional game.
It's not just a divisional game. That is arguably one of the toughest or biggest rivalries in New Age football. I mean, and then you want to talk about inspiration. There was no way New Orleans was losing that game after that Steve Gleason-esque block punt.
that you they weren't they and weren't they losing.
Unveiled his statue before the game.
They weren't losing.
You knew they were going to give.
They
a
weren't losing
a block punt.
They weren't losing.
But that team,
if I didn't know when they were unveiling the statue, I'd have picked New Orleans.
New Orleans, you don't know what to do with that team. I mean, the offense still looks bad to me.
Yeah,
they scored, but they don't look. They still don't look.
It's out of sync. They can't get Brandon Cooks the football.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going
on. They're now getting the ball to Coleman. Snead got 4 catches, 55 yards. That's it.
If Watson can continue to do what he did against Atlanta, you've now – don't chop my freaking head off when I say this because it's not comparing, but you've now bandaged the wound and the loss of Jimmy Graham because he's taller than Jimmy Graham. I don't know if he's as athletic, but he clearly can catch as well. So you've now bandaged that wound. Your offensive line still needs some help. Your running game, you got to figure that out. But you're a passing offense. Sean Payton has to get back to what they do best.
Which is
pass. And that's Breeze throwing the ball 35, 40 times a game.
I don't like the running back by committee. I never have. It didn't work in Carolina.
I don't like it.
I don't
it
like it in New Orleans. Okay,
I think
you got 3 running backs.
You need to
you
make
got
Ingram.
Robinson, you got Ingram, and you got Spiller. Okay, if to me, I'm giving Ingram the ball 20, 25 times, I'm going to get Spiller the ball 10 to 15 in pass plays or different things. Dallas does the same thing now, and I hate it. Don't do 10 times here, 10 here, 10 there. It doesn't work.
Running backs, like every other player, they need to get rhythm. They need to get a sweat. They need to get touches.
What killed Carolina all them years? Having run it, Jay Stu and D'Angelo split the carries. That's not their game.
It was good in the beginning when they were that real, that original thunder and lightning.
Then the next 6 seasons you saw. It was
I mean, look at Cincinnati. Perfect example now. They're making it work because Gio gets it 15 times passing, running, but Jeremy Hill gets it, what, 20, 25 times?
Yeah.
They make it work that way.
And then they go with the hot hand. And Bernard has got it going.
They
keep
him
Bernard
in. And that's where New Orleans has that problem is Ingram will break off a 15-yard run, and then they'll take him out of the game.
Right.
And it's like you can't do that. Not just that, but that also could contribute to the problems the offensive line is having because people don't realize how hard it is to block for 3 different types of running backs. You got Ingram who's going to put his helmet in your back and run. You got Robinson who's going to try to scat back around and move around. And then you got Spiller who half the time you don't even know if he has the ball.
Look at the Eagles. All right, perfect example. When they have Ron Matthews in, hey, it looks like a running back system. When it's DeMarco Murray, what are you doing blocking? Because everybody's going to the outside to try to block, and he's not an outside running back. So you have to find a system that works, and New Orleans ain't found out yet.
No. And they need to get back. And I hate to say it. I know they won a Super Bowl after him, but New Orleans' run game was the best when who was there?
Pierre Thomas.
Deuce McAllister.
Deuce.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Deuce got loose. You fed him the ball 30 times a game. And could you imagine what a running back like Ingram can be that guy? People ain't going to know what to do. So you can have Breeze do play action on 2nd and 3rd down, and you can score every drive.
And that's Denver's problem, too. It's like either go with Hillman or go with Anderson.
Yep. Pick one.
Pick one.
And Kubiak just needs to – he needs to let Manning do Manning.
Let Peyton be Peyton.
You cannot – you know, I don't even think I've heard Manning say Omaha 6 times this year, and that is a problem. Because when he is not moving and controlling that offense, you're gonna have an offense that sputters.
As the season goes along, do we honestly believe Peyton's not be like, hey, you know what? I know we're 6-0, but you got to let me take care of the offense. And as they go towards the postseason, you're gonna see more shotgun. The defense is saving them right now. I think that's saving Peyton.
Absolutely.
So I think towards the end of the year, watch out because going to the playoffs, I think they're gonna open it back up.
I think the first
they
time.
He got to run his running game because Peyton can't throw in the cold.
No. And I think the first time somebody scores 30 on that defense, Peyton's going to look at him and be like, hey, bro, you just go sit down when we're on the field. Okay, because I'm done with these 18, 19, 22-point games. You know, this is a quarterback who's used to putting up 32, 38 points a game. And now, for the first time in his career, he can honestly say he's got a
An A-plus defense.
An A-plus defense. There is no reason Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos should not win the Super Bowl if that defense stays where it's at.
And I hope they keep playing like that because, you know, I got them in fantasy. And I got Andy Dalton, so if I keep them two, I'll be all right.
I mean, that's just crazy. I would be pissed if I was Peyton Manning. Finally had
that. The Saints play the Colts this weekend, so that should be an interesting
game. That would be interesting because, and especially the next week, Carolina plays the Colts.
I'm not making no predictions, but I think the win against Atlanta boosts New Orleans' season.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. If the last
two wild card spots are still wild.
We say that about when they beat Dallas, though. We thought, okay, maybe that'd be a boost.
But that was a different type of win. That was an over type of win. They didn't straight demolish Dallas the way they did Atlanta. And you know
they were playing Brandon Weeden.
You know better than anybody. When you beat the bricks off of a divisional opponent and then an undefeated divisional opponent, watch out. Because all you need to do is give Breeze a little bit of momentum and all bets are off.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to us last year because we beat Philadelphia. We shut down Foles and then we went on a roll.
And outside of Tampa, I know New Orleans is only 2-4, but that division is still up for grabs.
Well, I mean, I know Carolina's 6-0, but they 5-0. You can keep saying 6.
Damn.
I'm trying to get
just giving them that
they're
win.
Playing the Eagles, man. They're playing the Eagles. What do you expect? But, yeah, they're 5-0, so, you know, anything can happen. It's too early in the season.
It's still early. I remember Brett Favre and the Jets were 9-2, ended up 9-7, and missed the playoffs.
Some other news, but we'll talk more NFL tomorrow. The Packers and Patriots, we'll talk about the Colts and Patriots from last weekend tomorrow. We got to talk about the plays. But then week 7 college football saw LSU beat Florida
35-28. Yeah.
What a great game.
Fake field goal, baby.
What a great game. What a gutsy call from Les Miles, too.
And the kicker almost dropped the ball.
He did. It bounced in his head. And then he was running real slow. I thought he was about to get
He was running crazy.
He's like, I'm done. Oh, my goodness. I might score. And that Florida game was.
Boy, I'm happy I'm not a Michigan fan.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Michigan, of course, loses on a last-second punt to end the game. Michigan State takes it back to the house.
And I know they wound up getting blown out, but I told y'all Penn State was going to hang in there with Ohio State for a little bit.
Hold on.
Tough, man. Don't worry, Periscope people. I'm going to show y'all
It wasn't really, picked up. The punter kind of threw it to the guy. Like, here you go.
Why didn't you just fall down?
He was a former rugby player. Australian rules football. What was he thinking?
Fall on the ball.
He tried, we
might be asking too much of an 18, 19-year-old kid in a pressure situation that –
Well, he's trying to make a play.
Well, not just
because
that.
I mean, you already messed up. You're trying to make it better. Need to make it worse.
Where was Harbaugh's mind? Why were you punting the ball? You could have just ran the ball real quick and called it a day.
Well, okay. First of all, if you don't drop the ball, why not just throw it out of bounds?
Just something. You
know? Exactly. Why didn't they just run backwards for about 5 seconds and then throw it way up in the air as high as he could?
He could have. There was only 6 seconds left on the clock.
I didn't get to see it on TV. I've seen the play now. But why didn't he talk to Harbaugh and say, hey, maybe we should, if something happens, throw it out of bounds. Something.
There definitely should have been a contingency plan there.
But, I mean, at that point, the punter was punting really well throughout the whole game. So you didn't expect for him to muff the punt, muff the snap, and then throw it to the Michigan State guy.
He did, too. He just threw it straight to him.
I couldn't believe it.
It was hot potato.
I could not believe it. I'm like, come on now. This isn't about to happen. There's got to be a flag on the field or something.
Nope. The refs can't let this happen.
Nope.
And I feel so bad because Michigan had no business losing that game.
They were dominating that game. Dominating.
I felt so bad for them, man.
But that's one game. We're going to talk more about that one tomorrow. Another game, Memphis beat Ole Miss.
Ooh, that's big.
Damn, Ole Miss. What happened after the Alabama game?
Stanford beat UCLA. I don't know if y'all saw the catch. Behind the back.
Come here.
Alabama trounces Texas A&M, and Iowa beat Northwestern 40-10.
Roll Tide.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, I'm scared. As an LSU fan, I'm scared.
Hey, you know what? Alabama's going to give y'all a tough game every year.
All right. Well, that's some of the stuff we're going to talk about tomorrow, some more. But we just want to talk about a little about today. Anyway, catch us tomorrow. You know, 11 a.m. we'll be on Periscope. And I'm Rocky.
I'm Easy.